There are an estimated 500 Bible prophecies yet to be fulfilled. Since God has 100% accuracy in prophecy, we know everything he recorded for us in the Bible is going to happen. We reserve a few minutes Sunday morning to suggest news or the trends we see in the world that seem to be predicted by a literal futurist reading of the Bible. We're careful to use recognized, reliable sources for news because we don't want to add to sensationalism that, quite honestly, turns people off to the Bible. And we're not saying the things we report are the definite fulfillment of prophecies, not at all. We're just saying that it's amazing to read things in the Bible and then see the world headed in that direction when those prophecies go back hundreds, sometimes thousands of years. We definitely see the stage being set for many end times events. One of the most fantastic predictions is found in the revelation of Jesus Christ. It has to do with a man-made image coming to life. It reads in part, "And the false prophet deceives those who dwell on the earth, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the Antichrist. He was granted power to give breath to the image, that the image should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the Antichrist to be killed." Now, it's not a big leap to see that this could be a form of advanced artificial intelligence, or what they're calling artificial general intelligence now, or AGI. I read an article titled, and this is frightening really when you think about it, U.S.-funded report issues urgent AI warning of uncontrollable systems turning on humans. And so it's what we've been talking about, and it's what's in every sci-fi movie. The AI just turns on the human population. Excerpts from the article read like this: "The U.S. government has a clear and urgent need to act as swiftly developing artificial intelligence could potentially lead to human extinction through weaponization and loss of control, according to a government-commissioned report. The report, obtained by Time magazine, entitled An Action Plan to Increase the Safety and Security of Advanced AI, states that, quote, the rise of advanced AI and AGI has the potential to destabilize global security in ways reminiscent of the introduction of nuclear weapons. Another article was titled, Top AI Scientist Says Artificial Intelligence Will Pass Human Intelligence Way Sooner Than Initially Thought. And that's code for it already has. But that article reads like this: the computer scientist and CEO who popularized the term artificial general intelligence believes AI is verging on an exponential intelligence explosion. Let me stop there for a minute. It blows my mind because for years we've been pointing out from the book of Daniel in the Old Testament that Daniel predicts in the last days there'll be an exponential explosion of knowledge. He doesn't use those words, but basically that's how we have interpreted it. And now here's this secular guy saying, oh yeah, that's going on right now. Because of artificial intelligence, we can't even measure what's going on with human knowledge anymore. And so this guy, Ben Goertzel is his name. He made the prediction while closing out a summit on AGI this month. Here's another quote: once you get to human-level AGI, within a few years, you could get a radically superhuman AGI. And so we're talking about radically superhuman artificial intelligence that doesn't like humanity. What could go wrong? Now, we're not saying that AI will power the image of the beast. Maybe, maybe not. It's interesting because you know what we do is we read the scripture, we take it literally, and we think, okay, what's happening today in that arena? And up until recently, we had really no idea. You know, there were a lot of theories about how they would breathe into the beast and all of this kind of thing, but nothing really solid. And now you think, oh, okay, if that were to happen today, I think I could understand that. You know, it would be artificial intelligence. But maybe not. The point is to show how the Bible's predictions are spot on and how the stage is definitely being set for the end times. End times events are going to progress according to God's plan. So when we read this stuff about machines and machines taking over and all that, that's not going to be the end. There aren't a multiple amount of different ends. The end is what's in the Bible. And so machines aren't going to take over. They're not going to be terminators. You know, we're not going to beam back and forth into each other's, you know, past and all. That's not going to happen because God's got it under control. And we like that. However, end times are going to progress according to his plan. A seven-year time of great trouble or tribulation is coming upon the earth. You can read all about it in Revelation chapter 6 through 19. What you won't read about there is the church. We are significantly absent from that time of God's wrath. Jesus promised the church, "I will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." Now, Jesus promised that to the church in Philadelphia in the book of Revelation. And he made other promises to the other six churches. But those promises were for all the churches for all time, because he says, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." So, for example, to one of the churches, he says, "Well, I'm going to give you a new name that only, you know, you will know." Well, that wasn't just to a congregation of 200 or 300 people. I mean, it was for all the churches for all time. And so when he says, "I'm going to keep you out of, you're not going to be in the great tribulation," that's for us. How's he going to do it? Well, he's going to come and raise deceased church age saints, raise them from the dead, and then we who are alive and remain will be caught up with them in our glorified bodies. The return of the Lord for us is imminent, could happen any moment. Nothing needs to occur before Jesus can come for us. And so the questions are you ready for the rapture? And if not, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.